Dear Stephen Shirley, my man is not in any of Steve's books, and he is unlike any man I have ever known. I am a 58-year-old, divorced, black, frustrated female. He is 48 years old, decent, hardworking, and very honest. He does not trust women at all. His ex cheated on him real bad several times. When we started dating, it seemed good. We discussed our values, and we both required trust and honesty. We waited 90 days to have sex and even slept in the same bed and fought temptation. We finally had a big wow for both of us, but after the fifth time or so, he started changing. And the romance stopped dead. Now he sleeps on the couch when he stays over, and he says he can't allow himself to fall for another woman because he doesn't want to get hurt. We haven't had sex in a while. He says he only wants a friendship and even asked me if I'd rather be good friends for life instead of have a romance go bad and then we can't stand each other. He said this time he wants to try a different approach. He wants to first fall in love, then have sex. Well, then why hit 3 home runs and then close the park? I am miserable. We spend a lot of time together, concerts, dinner, games, movies. He calls every day, comes over 2 to 3 times a week. We have fun, but no romance. He also is insanely jealous. Why? We're just friends. He accused me of marking my territory with him when we're out, but one night he stood in the club with the palm of his hand on my butt and kissed me in front of everyone. What the heck? He is sending mixed messages. Do you think I should move on or wait for him to admit this is a relationship and we go from there? I need some affection. Oh, okay. You wrote the letter. Yes, you did. But I've never really read a letter that was more about someone else and what they wanted. Probably, I don't know, since we started doing these letters. He wants this. He wants that. He started changing. He wants friendship. So many of your sentences start with him. I mean, blah, blah, blah. What about you? What about what you want? What do you want? Have you told him? Have you had a conversation with him? You've slept with him already, but have you sat down and actually told him what you wanted? I mean, do you know that you don't have to accept this? Do you understand that? I mean, you can actually tell him what you want. You can actually get what you want, but you're just accepting whatever he's putting out there. You're not letting him know, you know, that you have some ideas about this relationship too. You don't have to just sit back and wait for him. Who wrote that rule? And as a matter of fact, that part is in Steve's book. Maybe you need to read it again. Steve?
Man, he all in this book.
Yeah.
See, let me show you something. See, lady, what you cannot do is tell me that you got a man that's like no other. Nowhere. He ain't been made yet. God created him through way to mold all that. You got that one. That's the one you got? All right, here we go. He's unlike any man I've ever known. There is no such thing. I have a good woman. She's like no other woman I've ever known, but that's because she's a good woman to me. There are a lot of men, millions of men out there who have good women feel the same way I do about mine, that there's no woman like this in the world for me. Now, let me show you how he like everybody else. He's 48 years old, decent, hardworking, and very honest. Key word, very honest. He does not trust women at all. Okay, I know you don't understand the contradiction there, but a man who is very honest and tells you he does not trust women at all, who was birthed by a woman, who had a mother, be careful when you hear a man say, I don't trust no women at all. It's a setup line we do that lets you know we not gonna commit. That's a setup line. You know, ain't you a woman? He don't trust you, nobody. Okay, let's go down to the next thing I discovered. We waited 90 days to have sex, even slept in the same bed and fought temptation. We finally had a big wow for both of us. But after the fifth time or so, he started changing and romance stopped dead. You had a big wow. You had a big wow. See, he had the same big wow you had. It was wild for you. It was mm-hmm for him. See, and let me show, because no man has big wows with a woman and then just pull it off. Ask any man that'll be honest with you. We run into some good stuff and ain't nothing wrong with it. You got to be kidding.
6 years.
Man, it's a... How long, Tommy?
6 years. You're gonna
6 years. He did five times. Okay. Now he sleeps on the couch when he stays over, and he says he can't allow himself to fall for another woman because he doesn't want to get hurt. A man don't want to get hurt, so he avoid having sex. Who is this? Who is this man? We don't care what the results of good sex is. We doing it. Here we go. We haven't had sex in a while. He only wants a friendship and even asked me if I'd rather be good friends. What heterosexual man says this? Excuse me. I'm just asking. I'm not making a gay statement, but I'm asking you about heterosexual men. What heterosexual man makes this statement? Heterosexual makes this statement. Ever heard it before, Tommy?
Not at all.
Anybody? You heard it before?
Nope. Nope. Can't Anybody? Say that I have to.
I just got to tell you. This, what are you talking about? He ain't in the book. He in the book. He said this time he wants to try a different approach. He wants to fall in. He wants to first fall in love, then have sex. Well, then why hit 3 home runs and then close the park? I'm miserable. Hold up, lady. Are you listening to the man? He ain't in love with you. You ain't the one. You're not the one. We spend a lot of time together. Concerts, dinners, games, movies. He calls every day. Comes over 2 or 3 times a week. There are 7 days in a week. Let's do the math. It is 7 days in the week. He come over 2-3 times. He don't sleep with you because them other 4-5 days. He doing something somewhere. Ain't no man voluntarily going without no sex.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.